As we go through the Gemara, we are Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph and the earlier blot, the later blot. So the Gemara goes through different inyanim of being matar agunais, different halachas, when he can be matar and aguna, when not, when do you know that the husband died? Inyanim of Maim Shein Lem Saif, person drowns, could you assume that he died or not? Mesiach Lefi Tumei, does that help? And other different inyanim of the complicated sugyas of being matar agunais. And there's a very fascinating tshuva that really ties in a lot of these sugyas together. And this is a very interesting tshuva written about an aguna from the Titanic, the famous Titanic, where many people died, and there were Yidden on the ship, there were from Yidden, and there's one documented, maybe there's more, but at least one documented tshuva written in that kufa to be matar an aguna from the Titanic. This is written in 1913 in the tshuva Beis Yaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Meskin. Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Meskin was he was a rav in Europe, a Talmud of Rabbi Itzel Panovich. Later on, he moved to America. He was a rav in the Bronx, very chashuv Talmud Chacham. He wrote many svarim. And in 1913, he got the shaila about an aguna from the Titanic. He wrote a beautiful tshuva by Riches Gedayla, trying to find a heter. He sent it to his Rebbe, Avitzel Panovich, to look it over. Avitzel sent him a letter back, and I just want to go through briefly a couple of the nekudas from this tshuva that are going to get to our sugya. So he starts off, this is in Tshuva Beis Yaakov, Simon Memtes, Nidoin Aguna Achas, Shenitva Baila Baha'aniya Titanic. So it's about an aguna that her husband died in the Titanic. So he goes through that there is a man by the name of Shimon Meisner, and he came from the city of Nova Prana, and Nova Praga, and he left over a wife and three young children. And they were very—they're very saddened by. He was on the Titanic. They don't know what happened to him, and they didn't have any parnasa. They didn't have anything, and she was very, very sad and in a very terrible matzav. And she very much wanted a heter to be able to get remarried. So the shaila came to this Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Meskin, and he wrote a tshuva. And as I mentioned, he sent this tshuva to his Rebbe Vitzel Panovich to look over. And just to mention one or two nekudas from this tshuva, different inyanim, different heterim that he came up with. So the pasha says, if you think about it, when somebody, there's a shipwreck, when a person drowns, that is what the Gemara over here on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph refers to as Mayim Shein Lem Saif. Mayim Shein Lem Saif, the halacha is that Ishtai Asura, a person drowns in the ocean, then we can't be mater his wife, because we assume that being that the Mayim is in Lem Saif, we can't see the whole ocean. Maybe he went down underwater over here and he went up somewhere else and could be he saved. And that is the halacha, basically, the Mayim Shein Lem Saif, Ishta Asura, which would mean that there's no question over here. He drowned in the ocean, so even if he went into the water, even went into the ocean, but it could be he got up somewhere else, and therefore his wife should be Asir. But he brings over here a famous chiddush on the Mabit. Mabit says the following chiluk. He says this, that we say the Mayim Shein Lem Saif, Ishta Asura, that's only if the person fell into the water. If he fell into the ocean, then we say maybe he came up somewhere else. We can't see we can't see the whole ocean, and we have to be chayshid l'chumer that maybe he got up somewhere else. But what if he didn't fall in the ocean, but rather the ocean came to him? He's in the boat, and the ocean, the waters of the ocean, came into his room, into his cabin in the boat, and drowned him in his room. Zakhtam Abit, that's not Maim Shein Lem Saif, that's Maim Shesh Lem Saif, because he's in the room and there is a Saif. In such a case, we don't assume that he got up somewhere else, and if we know that that's what happened, that the water came into the boat, then there's going to be Makam Lahakal to be Mater. And he says, it's Yadua, that what happened here with the Titanic, this is the Edus that all the passengers said, whoever the survivors, is that the ship was got stuck in a Chatichas Gleed V'Kerach, that's an iceberg, V'Techav Bo HaMayim L'Asfino, and the water came into the ship, and they all drowned, I don't know all, but many of them drowned in the ship, and not that they fell into the water, but they actually drowned in the boat, in the ship. And Mimelia says, if you that, there'd be a makom to say that this would be considered Mayim Shesh Lem Saif, and therefore his wife might be mutter based upon that. So that is one of the heterim that he deals with over there. Another heter he deals with is an edus, a letter from the Russian consul that came to the wife of this Shimon Meisner, to his wife Tzivia Meisner. And he basically wrote to her that, you know, we heard that your husband died on the Titanic, and we're working on getting some financial support to help you out with all the other families. And this was an edus from the Russian consul who was made that he died. And even though he's a guy, but it's Mesiach Lefi Tumai, he wasn't coming to be Mater, he's coming to give edus on something else to help out financially, and that possibly could be considered Mesiach Lefi Tumai. That's another one of the heterim he deals with over there. And there's many other heterim in this tshuva. At the end of the day, he is Naita Lahakol. He is willing to be Mater here based on the whole Arichas over here, Ayin Sham, different, very fascinating heterim he comes up with. He sends it to his Rabbi Mitzvah Lepanovich, who seems to be masking to some of it. But at the end of the day, he says that he's willing to be makel over here. So this is just the one tshuva from many, so many tshuvas written throughout history about being matar agunas. But this is something we're in not so long ago, when I get to the Titanic, between matar and aguna. And we get to see a little bit how these inyanim, all these fascinating sugyas over here, come up lamaisa to know how to apply this term to be mater naguna.